朋友，欢迎在活在耶稣里福音网站收听福乐人生讲坛。接下来为你播出吴继阳牧师的讲道信息。愿神仆人的教导能帮助你更好地学习圣经真理，坚定信心来跟随主耶稣。
开我们的心。
Lord, when we open your word, your holy word, may Spirit come and open our hearts.
按照我们的本相，我们是不能竖立在你的面前。
According to our nature, we are not worthy to stand in front of you.
但是父啊，你儿子的宝血已经洁净了我们，除去了我们的罪。
But Heavenly Father, your only Son's blood has washed away our sins.
所以我们可以坦然无惧地来到你的面光之中读你的话语。
So we can come in front of you and read your word.
愿意主的灵就是那启示的灵运行在我们心里，叫我们有受教的心，得你的话语安慰引导跟责备。
May the Spirit of our Lord be with us, lead us, and let us, help us to examine ourselves.
我们这样的祈祷，奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. 我们是生活在一个贫富越来越悬殊的时代里。
We live in a world that has extreme inequity in wealth.
大家都追求一个美善的生活。
Everyone tries to seek good life.
基督徒当然也不例外，这也是无可厚非的。
Well, Christians are doing the same. It's not wrong.
但我们不能忘记，我们是从世界中被分别出来的人。
But we cannot forget that we are being separated from the world.
所以我们有一个使命，就是要过一个容神一人的生活。
So we have a commission that is, we need to live a life that is benefit to others and glorify God.
我们应当学习爱人如己，除去我们心里的私心。
We need to learn how to love others as ourselves and get rid of the selfishness.
那复习一下上个主日我们听到的信息。
Let us review what we have learned last Sunday.
首先，我们应当对付错误的思想，用神的话来代替。
First, we need to deal with impure thoughts and replace with God's word.
神教导我们不要光光的听到，而要出去行道。
God teaches us not to just listen to His word, but also need to work out His teaching.
要注意自己的舌头，因为撒谎是欺哄自己。
And be careful about our own tongues, because lying is actually cheating ourselves.
然后我们帮助软弱者能够不受世俗的污染。
We also need to help the weak and poor. Do not be contaminated by the world.
所以我们不但嘴里要讲神的福音，更是要将所知道的行出来。
So not only we need to teach, talk about the gospel, but we also need to live the gospel out.
今天我们继续来看雅各书第二章，这里讲到我们的心。
Let us continue to read the book of James chapter 2. It talks about our hearts.
大致分成三段，第一段讲到偏心的罪恶。
There are approximately three parts. The first part talks about the sin of favoritism.
我们来再把第二章第一节同声念一遍。我的弟兄们，你们信奉我们荣耀主耶稣基督，便不可按照外貌待人。什么是偏心？
What is partiality by appearance?
就是人不公正的决定选择。
That is, people make unjust choices.
外貌待人就是我们只看人的外表，而忽略了人的本质跟他的性情。
Only deal with people, only look at people by their appearance and forget about their inner, people.
是不是我们都是偏心？有没有？大家觉得自己偏心吗？
Are we all partial?
中文的偏心，如果你不偏心，你就完蛋了。你心都偏那一边，都是左边的偏心。我们都是偏心。哦，don't know how to translate. Okay. 那偏心会造成一些的后果。首先就是降低了人的善性。
Partiality has bad results. The first is it's self-degrading.
我们都是按照神的形象造的，所以在我们里面有善良的一面。
We're all made in the image of God, so we all have the good side in us.
但是人自私的本性使那个善良被盖住了。
But our selfishness covers this good part.
偏心就让人那个罪恶的本性更加的发挥。
So partiality will actually bring up the bad side.
偏心也通常会带出谎言来。
Partiality also brings up liars.
因为要辩解自己为什么偏心。
Because we need to explain why we are partial.
偏心也会造成一个团队精神的减弱。
Partiality also will weaken teamwork.
如果一个公司的老板他偏心，那么他的工作团队的效率就降低。
If a boss is partial, then the efficiency of his team will be reduced.
偏心也造成罪恶的扩张。
Partiality also harbors sins.
因为会包庇罪恶，就好像这一些教会的领袖，像赵庸基，像Bill Hybels。
Because partiality will cover sins like some of church leaders.
到最后，教会只是那一些与主任牧师相好的人在把持。
And to the end, only people.That who get along with the pastor will be in the leading positions.
然后呢，隐藏的罪恶爆发出来，让神的名受到了羞辱。
And the hidden sins eventually will be exposed and will defame God's name.
所以偏心是一个可怕的罪。
So partiality is a bad sin.
那神的话告诉我们不要偏心，他就举了例子。
God tells us not to be partial and He gave us examples.
接着我们看这个例子，在第二节到第四节，我们再来一同的念。若有一个人戴着金戒指，穿着华美的衣服进你们的会堂去，又有一个穷人穿着肮脏的衣服也进去，你们就重看那穿华美衣服的人，说，请坐在这好位上。又对那穷人说，你站在那里或坐在我脚凳下边，这岂不是你们偏心待人，用恶意断定人吗？我讲到这里的时候，我真是想穿得破破烂烂的进来，看你们怎么样对我。
Pastor is very tempted to wear poor bad clothes to come in, see how people deal with him.
这里穷人与富人受到不同的待遇。
And so here, the rich and the poor are being treated completely differently.
富人是代表着一个骄傲、自私、心无怜悯的人。
The rich represents pride, selfish, no mercy.
当然，不是所有富人都是坏人。
But not all rich people are bad people.
那穷人是代表着无助、自卑、仰望神的人。
But the poor here represents helpless self-pity and depends on God.
当然也不是所有的穷人都信靠神。
But not all poor people rely on God.
这里是用一种比较来说明人的罪恶。
This is used this parable to exemplify people's sins.
有一个流浪汉，他走进了一间教堂。
There is a beggar who goes into a church.
那教会里的招待就立刻上前去问他说，你要找谁啊？
The usher comes up and asks him, who are you looking for?
那个穷人知道他不受欢迎，所以他就走开了。
And this poor person knows he's not being welcomed, so he left.
他出来的时候就在街角遇见了另外一个人穿白色衣服的。
And when he came out at the corner of the street, he met another person who's in white gown.
那个人就对他说，他说，你不要难过，我也是被赶出来的。
That person says, don't be sad, I am also being chased out from this church.
穷人就说，请问你是谁啊？
And the guy asked him, who are you?
你们猜猜看是谁？
Who is he? Can you guess?
那人回答说，我就是他们所信的耶稣。
He says, I am the Jesus that they believed.
美国已经变成一个贫富非常悬殊的国家了。
America has become a country that's very, very despair in wealth.
Inequality. 在美国1%的有钱人拥有被美国40%的财富。
1% of Americans own 40% of all the wealth.
他们每一年的收入等于以下90%人收入的总和。
Their yearly income is the same as the total sum of all 90% of lowest people.
1986年，最有钱的1%的人拥有8.4兆美金。
In 1986, the richest people own altogether $8.4 trillion.
最穷的那50%的人拥有0.7兆美金。
The poorest 50% owns only $0.7 trillion.
到了2018年，32年之后，那最有钱的1%的人，他们拥有29.5兆美金。
Till by 2018, 32 years later, the richest people owns $29.5 trillion.
而最低收入那50%的穷人，他们拥有的财产变成负值的0.2兆。换句话说，他们欠的债还不够还，变卖一切还不够还。
And the poorest 50% people, they own their wealth becomes negative. That means they owe $0.2 trillion.
如果你看整个世界，那更可悲。2017年，世界上最有钱的8个人，其中有6个是美国人。
If you look at the whole world, it's even worse. The richest 8 people, 6 of them are Americans.
他们所拥有的财富等于全人类的财产的一半。
Their wealth total is half of the whole human beings.
全世界最贫穷的人根据联合国的标准是每年收入在$700以下，一共有7.63亿。
The poorest people whose income is $700 per year is altogether $7.5 trillion.
有一半是住在这5个国家里面。
Half of them live in these 5 countries.
印度、孟加拉、尼日利亚、刚果、埃塞俄比亚，就是伊索比亚。
India, Bangladesh, Nigeria, Congo, and Ethiopia.
而这个情况会越来越下去，请问你怎么办？
And this situation is going to become worse and worse. What do we do?
我赞成富人应当多交一点税。
Pastor believes that rich people should pay more tax.
不然就等着革命。
Otherwise, wait for a revolution.
所以我们要了解人性的可怕。
So we need to know the terrible side of humans.
2000年前，神借的雅各就说出来贫与富的不均这一种的悲哀。
2000 years ago, God spoke through James the sadness of this inequality.
但是贫与富有它的特点。
But there are also characteristics between rich and poor.
贫穷人也有他的好处。
Poor people, there is a good side.
我们当中可能有一些学生，你觉得，哎呀，我是穷人，我也没有财产，是无产阶级啊。
There might be some students among us who think that I am poor.
其实我告诉你，你穷的时候，你还比较容易爱主，奉献的还多呢。
Pastor wants to tell people when you are poor, it's easier for you to love God and give more.
因为贫穷的人比较谦卑，愿意接受神的邀请。
Because relatively speaking, poor people are more humble and are easier to accept God's invitation.
为什么这里说神拣选贫穷人呢？
Why does it say that God choose poor people?
因为他们无所依靠，所以神邀请他们，他们就乐意来信靠神。
Because they have nothing to rely on, when God invites them, they gladly come.
人有了钱，你要叫他接受福音就不容易。
When people have money, it's become more difficult to accept the gospel.
好比说，在 Mason， 我们向人传福音就不如在 Miami Oxford 向人传福音来的容易。
For example, preaching gospel in Mason is more difficult than doing the same in Miami, Oxford.
但是在 Miami 就不及在 UC 传福音有效。
And in Miami, preaching gospel is not as easy as doing the same at UC.
在 UC, undergrads 就不及 graduate 有效。
At UC, preaching gospel to undergraduates is not as effective as to the graduate students.
我不用讲，你们心里明白。
You know what pastor means.
穷人比较有一个虚心去信靠神。
And poor people, relatively speaking, have a humble heart to accept God.
所以主耶稣他说，虚心的人有福了，那是指的一个人灵里面感到贫穷。
Therefore, Lord Jesus says, blessed is the poor. It's because in spirit they feel they are poor.
主耶稣说，天国是他们的。
Jesus said, the kingdom of heaven is theirs.
因为当一个人穷的时候，他就会看到他心灵中的需要。
Because when someone is poor, this person will realize the need of his Spirit.
然后他会产生一个渴慕永恒的心，信心就会增加。
Then he will have a thirst for eternity, so that it will help him with his faith.
第三，这里讲到一个爱神的人会经历到神的应许。
Here it also talks about the person who loves God will experience God's promise.
也许有人会说，那有钱人。他们祷告神，神不是也听吗？
Well, somebody would say, rich people praise, God may also listen.
他们要求有更多的钱财，不是他们也财富增加了吗？
They ask for more money, and they may get more money.
但这里说的，他穷人要承受神的国，而不是世上的财富。
But here, it says the poor will inherit the kingdom of heaven, not this world.
因为有每一个人的人生都会走到最后这个时刻，这个时候他才晓得神的国是永远的事。
Because every person's life will end. At that point, the person will realize that the kingdom of heaven is eternal.
当一个人虚心的时候，他就会提早的看到这个永恒的事。
When a person is humble, he can see this earlier.
Rush Limbaugh， 他是一个保守派广播电台的评论家。
Rush Limbaugh is a conservative talk show host。
很多人都讨厌他，说他太骄傲。
Many people don't like him because they said he's too prideful。
他常常说，我只要用我一半的脑子就可以指导你们。
He often said, I only need to use half of my brain to be able to lead you。
但是两三个礼拜前，他发现自己得了肺癌第四期。
But a couple of weeks ago, he found that he had lung cancer. It's the fourth stage.
一切就马上改变了。
Everything changed.
在他宣布要休息治病的时候，他说
，When he announced that he needs to take a break and cure his disease, he said，
他说这一些日子我与上帝很接近。
He said these days I'm very close to God.
他说我重新的思考。我与他的关系。
He said, I start to re-examine my relationship with God.
这叫做贫穷。
This is called poor.
就是一个人他的心里面发现到他是虚心的需要神。
A person realizes that from his heart that he needs to humble to accept God.
我们要小心不要把 帮助富人去为恶。
We also need to be careful to avoid helping riches to do evil.
第六节、第七节，请一起来念，请。你们反倒羞辱贫穷人，那富足人岂不是欺压你们，拉你们到公堂去吗？他们不是亵渎你们所敬奉的尊名吗？这边讲到富足人，他们的富足是虚假的。
Here it talks about the rich is false.
他们用他们的富足去欺压穷人。
They use their rich to oppress the poor.
你看，有钱的人开赌场，就是欺压穷人。
The rich open casinos. This is to oppress the poor.
而且他们会玩弄律法来钻法律的漏洞。
They also will play with the fine loopholes in laws.
有钱的人通常会养一大群律师来帮助他们逃税。
The rich people may hire a group of lawyers to help them to evade tax.
大家都记得 Donald Trump 或者是 Mitt Romney， 过去他们有几年是根本不付税的。
We all remember Donald Trump and Mitt Romney. For the last few years, they probably did not pay any tax.
这些都是合法。
These are legal.
但是你我如果不交税的话，那不得了。
But if you and I do not pay tax, then it'll be bad.
马上 IRS 就找上你们了。
IRS will come and look for you.
我已经两次被 IRS 叫去。
The pastor has been called by IRS twice.
但是两次他们都是退我更多的税。
But twice they give him more refund.
感谢主，我不是富足的人。
Thank God, pastor is not a rich person.
这些人他们藐视神，并且他们亵渎神。
These people, they are contempt of God and they blaspheme God.
Jeff Bezos, 这一个世界上最有钱的人。
Jeff Bezos, the richest person in the world.
他在去年离婚以前，他的财产达到160个 billion.
Before his divorce, his total wealth is $0.16 trillion. 160 billion.
Yeah, 160 billion.
It's 0.16 trillion.
Even worse. Yeah. 但是他是世界上最有钱五个人当中唯一不肯签这一个就是 giving pledge. 所谓 giving pledge 就是死了以后愿意把自己财产一半捐出去的一个
pledge. He's the only person among the five richest people who is not willing to sign this giving pledge, which says he will give half of his wealth to the poor.
He is the only one among five that give this giving pledge. He's the only one denied. 他是唯一拒绝去把财产分出去的人。但是从1997年他成为亿万富翁之后，他总共的乐捐才不过7000万元。
In 1997, when he became such a rich person, his total giving was only $70 million.
占这一位 Amazon 最有钱的财主的0.4%而已。
It's only 0.04% of his total wealth.
但是他捐了250万给同性恋的婚姻协会。
But he gave $250 million to the LGBT community.
这叫做藐视神。
This is contempt to God.
主耶稣在路加福音12章讲了一个财主为自己拼命的盖大房子。
Lord Jesus talked about a rich person in Luke chapter 12, a person who builds big house for himself.
结果神要他的命，说。你所积攒的财宝要归给谁呢？
When God is coming to take his life, ask him, what would you give your money to?
凡为自己积财，在神面前却不富足的，也是这样。
Those who try to gain more money, but in front of God, in God's eye, is not rich, is like this.
下一次你在 Amazon 上买东西的时候，我请你想一想，你有没有助富人为恶。
Next time when you buy things from Amazon, please think, are you helping the rich to do the evil?
哦，当然你说也有很多穷人靠着 Amazon 过日子啊，我也不跟你争了，就是要你想一想。
Well, maybe many poor people who need to make a living based out of Amazon, but just think about it.
我们要学会从属世的层面进到属灵的层面看贫穷与富足。
We need to learn to go from the world regime to the spiritual regime to see what is rich and poor.
圣经讲到穷人是指到灵里面感到贫穷的人，他会有一颗心愿意追求神。
The poor that the Bible talks about are those people who are poor in spirit, and they yearn for God's word.
所以像圣法兰西斯，他把他的家产全部都变卖掉，捐给穷人，然后来跟从主。
So for example, Saint Francis sold all his belongings and come and follow God.
我们不必要等到哦，像 Rush Limbaugh 得到了绝症的时候，我们才想到钱财无用。
We don't need to wait like Rush Limbaugh when we have terminal disease, then we start to realize that money is really no use.
也许你们看到了，在武汉那二十几层楼的高楼上，有人在那里打开窗户，把钱不断的百元大钞丢出去。
Maybe you have seen this video that in Wuhan, 20-some story high building, people throw money out.
他丢了四次。
He threw out cash four times.
因为他知道钱财无用吧。
Because he knew that money is of no use.
我们要想小心，不要成为一个假的富足人。
So we need to be careful. Don't be a false rich.
就是自以为已经有了得救了，可以等着进天堂了。
That is, we thought that we already have it, we already being saved, can go to the kingdom of heaven.
主耶稣要我们留在这个世上，要进窄门，走窄路。
Lord Jesus wants us to remain in this world, to go into the narrow gate, walk through narrow road.
记得启示录第三章所讲的话。
And remember the Chapter 3 of the Book of Revelations.
对老底家的教会说，你说我是富足的，已经发了财，一样都不缺，却不知道你是那困苦、可怜、贫穷、瞎眼、赤身的。
And God talked to the Church of Laodicea, saying, you think that you are prospered and I need nothing, not realizing that you are wretched,pitiable, poor, blind, and naked.
真的，上帝看你看我是用透视镜，是用显微镜看。
God looks at us by transparency and by magnifying glass.
我们心里的意念，他都察觉。
Whatever we think, God knows.
当我们被自私捆绑住的时候，我们成为瞎眼的人。
When we're being Imprisoned with our selfishness, we become blind.
因为我们看不到钱财一个主要的作用是要给出去帮助别人。
Because we don't see that the main function of money is to give out to help other people.
One of the main function, 不是说你不可以拥有钱财，而是你要知道钱财一个作用是要帮助别人。
It's not that you cannot own money. You need to understand that one of the functions is to help other people.
所以在神看来，我们变成贫穷瞎眼。
So in God's eyes, we become poor and blind.
主耶稣给我们属灵的生命是要我们变化，要更新。
Lord Jesus gave us the life of spiritual life is for us to change and to renew.
除非你先把主耶稣放在第一位，要不然你没有办法启动在你身上那个翻转的工作。
Unless you put Jesus Christ as the first choice, you're not able to change yourself.
唯有当我们来到主的面前说，主啊，我是瞎眼贫穷的，因为我改变不了我自己，我太爱这个世界，求你来改变我。
Only when we come to Jesus Christ saying that I'm blind, I love this world too much, I cannot change myself, please come and help me to change.
这样圣灵才会进到你的里面来帮助你。
Then the Holy Spirit will come into you to help you.
相反的，如果你觉得说，啊，我已经不错了，我可以在这个世界上赚更多的钱财。
Unless if you think you are pretty good, you can earn more money in this world.
你不想到那一些没有机会听到福音的人，他们的结局在永远的痛苦中。
You do not think about those who have not heard the gospel and their ending will be in permanent torment.
那你还是在瞎眼贫穷中。
Then you are still in being poor and blind.
弟兄姐妹，我们不必再讲道了，我们赶快去行道。
Brothers and sisters, we don't need to talk about God's word anymore. We just need to go and do it.
如果你参加三福训练，你还有应该探访没有探访，你赶快去把它补起来。
If you are in part of the EE explosion ministry, if you have not visited people, please go ahead and do it.
如果你有家人在这一个病毒的疫情中非常的紧张，那你赶快向他传福音。
If you have family members who are suffering with the coronavirus, please preach gospel to them.
你可以用圣经的安慰之言寄给他，或者是网上的福音的信息寄给他。
You can use some of the words, comforting words of the Bible or some of those things and send to them.
今天我们收集要帮助新冠病毒疫情的捐款，你要赶紧抓住这个机会，把你的支票簿拉出来。
Today we ask for donations to support this coronavirus problem. Please grab this opportunity. Take out your checkbooks.
因为这是你一个行善的机会，你要抓住。
Because this is an opportunity for you to do good.
我们到了二月十一号、十二号就不再收款了。
And this will stop by February the 11th.
武汉医院每一天需要12万个口罩，现在每一天都缺6万个。
The hospitals in Wuhan, every day they need 120,000 masks. They lack 60,000 masks.
防护衣每天需要6万套，现在每天差4万套。
And the protective clothes, every day they need 60,000.
你若迟延的话，可能就有一个生命要会失丧。
If you delay, maybe a life may be lost.
在过去这个礼拜，教会有一个小组正在那里积极各处的寻找和医用的口罩、防护服跟眼镜。
In the past week, there is a small committee in the church who have been searching diligently about where to buy these things.
我们目标是能够筹满5000件。
And our objective is to get together 5,000 sets.
已经做了很多的尝试，陆陆续续下个礼拜这些货物会进来。
We tried many, many different ways, and they will be coming gradually next week.
这些都是按照国内一级医院他们要求的物品。
These are all according to the first rate hospitals in China.
购物需要等一个礼拜，寄送可能还需要在1到2个礼拜。
Purchasing will need a week, and sending over there probably will need another 1 or 2 weeks.
再迟就没用了。
And if we delay any further, it will be useless.
有的人说政府在海关就把你扣掉了。
And some people say the government will confiscate it.
我们尽可能做研究，怎么样有效的寄到，但是我们也没有办法，就是按照我们的心愿而行。
We try our best to make sure that it will arrive at the recipient's hands, but we cannot control everything.
但是你的心，上帝是知道的。
But God knows your heart.
我看到有一些弟兄姐妹，他们乐意的来捐款，我是为他们感谢神。
I see many brothers and sisters who come and give very gladly. I'm very happy for them.
我们到底要捐多少呢？
But how much should we give?
神给我们一个标准。
God gave us a standard.
就是至高的金律。
That is the highest golden rule.
我们来念第二章第八节，请。经上记着说，要爱人如己。你们若全守这至尊的律法，才是好的。圣经一共八次提到要爱人如己。
The Bible mentioned 8 times about loving others as yourself.
孔子说，己所不欲，勿施于人。
Confucius says, what you don't want, don't give it to other people.
但这是被动的，你自己不要，不要给别人。
But this is passive.
主耶稣的命令是积极的，说你主动的要去爱别人，像爱你自己一样。
The command from Lord Jesus is active. You need to love other people like loving yourself.
为什么说这是至尊的律法呢 ？Royal law 呢？因为这是与君王有关的。
Why is this called the royal golden rule? Because it has to do with.
换句话说，这是上帝所关心的命令。
This is the command from God.
主耶稣说，你们要尽心、尽性、尽意爱主你们的神，这是诫命中第一且是最大的，其次也相仿，就是要爱人如己。这两条诫命是律法和先知一切道理的总纲。
Lord Jesus says, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the greatest and first commandment. And second is.
所以爱神第一，爱人第二，这个是律法的总纲。
So love God first, love people second.
在动机方面，我们应当用爱自己的心去爱人。
From the motivation point of view, we need to love other people just like loving ourselves.
好比说，我到医院去看一位得了艾滋莫疾病的病人。
For example, if I go to a hospital to visit a person who has the terminal HIV,
Alzheimer's
disease.
那他到了一个情况，他不认得我，他也会骂人。
And to a point, the person may not recognize me, and he might even cuss at people.
所以，按照我的本性，我是不想去看他，因为会挨骂。
So according to my personal nature, I don't really want to go visit him because he might cuss at me.
但是我换一个位置来看，如果我今天是得了艾滋莫病的病人，我完全不晓得我自己在干什么。
But if I switch myself to his position, if I have the Alzheimer's disease, I will not know what I'm doing.
那我会不会在好的时候也盼望有人来看我呢？
Would I hope other people come to visit me when I'm coherent?
你们知道这个Alzheimer 的这一个病人，有的时候他会大发脾气，有的时候他会像小孩子一样的哭泣。
You know, Alzheimer's disease person, sometimes person might be in terrible rage, but sometimes maybe like a child may cry.
但是他是好是坏，这个不重要，重要的是我可不可以用神的爱去爱他。
But it's not important what mood he is in. What's important is, can I love him with love of God?
他虽然不可爱，但是神爱他，我就应当爱他。
Even if he is not lovable, but God loves him, so I need to love him.
神要把这样的爱给你，给我。
God gives this type of love to you and to me.
这个叫做能力。
This is called ability.
但是能力是先要有动机。
But ability needs to have motivation first.
什么是动机？就是我愿意用爱自己的心去爱人。
The motivation is I'm willing to love other people with the heart that's loving myself.
其他的事情你由神来负责吧。
Other things, God will take care of.
因为我做不到的，神会帮助我做到。
Because those that I cannot do, God will help me to do.
所以什么是爱人如己？如果用一些具体的行动来表达。
So what is love your neighbor as yourself? We can talk about this with actual actionable items.
爱人如己就是你接受神的爱。
That is, first you receive God's love.
爱人如己也是要爱你自己。
You also need to love yourself as well.
其实这个观念在新约圣经中比较难找到。
It's hard to find in the New Testament.
因为都是教导我们要爱人。
Because it always teaches to love others.
但是爱神所爱的也包括你自己。
But loving those who are loved by God, including yourself.
第三，爱人如己就是要有慈恩慈的心。
Love others as loving yourself also need to show grace.
要有怜悯人的行动。
And need to have act of with compassion.
为着别人的好处着想。
And look out for others' well-being.
愿意去服侍对方。
Willing to serve others.
要帮助对方建立德行。
And build others up.
同时容忍他的错误。
And also allow mistakes.
激发他能够跟着你一同行善。
And speak kindness.
跟他分享他跟自己的快乐与忧伤。
Share joys and sorrows.
这一次在武汉的疫情当中有许多感人的故事。
This time in the Wuhan situation, there are many moving stories.
其实在这差不多四万个确诊的病人当中有许多是医护的人员。
Among the 40,000 people who are confirmed with the coronavirus, many of them are actually nurses and doctors.
因为他们一天十几个小时是暴露在那个充满了这样子病毒的环境中。
Because they deal with, they are in such a environment more than 10 hours each day.
而且他们过量过时的工作导致于他们自己免疫力的降低。
And they work too much, too hard over time so that their own immune system is down.
在武汉最重要的这一个金银潭医院的院长张定宇。
The president of a Wuhan 金银潭 hospital, his name is 张玉丽。
他自己得了所谓的渐冻症，就是一种肌肉萎缩的疾病。
He himself has a problem called motor neuron disease, or called ALS.
他走路的连脚都没有力气。
When he walks, his legs are very weak.
但十二月二十九号那个最早一批新冠状病毒传染的病人有七个被送入他的医院。
Earliest time, December 29th, there are seven patients being sent to his hospital.
从那一天开始他就没有离开病院，一直在那里指挥着六百多人抵抗这个病毒。
Starting from that day, he never left the hospital. He led the fight against this coronavirus.
但很不幸，他的妻子也是一个医护人员，得了这个病毒。
But unfortunately, his wife, who is also a doctor, also got infected.
在另外一家医院，第四医院治疗。
Being treated at another hospital.
他自己忙到三天都没有去探望。
He was so busy, 3 days he could not go visit his wife.
当记者访问到了他的时候，他说
When a journalist visited him, he said,
他说我很内疚。
He said, I feel very guilty.
怕失去我的妻子。
I'm afraid of losing my wife.
我们看一个人，他可以爱人如己。
We see a person can love others as loving himself.
但是他也没有能力去爱更多的人。
But he has no ability to love more.
我们凭着我们人的善性，我们可以想要爱人如己。
Based on our own good side, we can want to love others.
但是我们没有能力去完全的实践神的话。
But we are unable to completely do God's word.
可能他有一个动机，他是为了要帮助人，为了要一个责任所在。
Maybe he has a motivation to help other people because of his duty.
但如果我们没有那个神给的能力，我们也只能到一个限度。
But if we don't have the ability given by God, we can only do so much.
当然，我很钦佩这位院长，他为着别人的需要，把自己的需要放下。
But this president of the hospital is really good. He put down his own need for other people's needs.
我不知道他是不是认识神，但是我希望有人能够告诉他， 有一位神有更大的爱跟能力可以让你去爱人。
We don't know if he's a Christian or not, but Pastor hopes that someone can go tell him there is a God who has much more power, can help you to love more people.
有那个永恒神国度的心，你的爱就变成更真实。
When you have a heart of God's eternal kingdom, your love becomes more true.
因为今生只不过是永生的开始。
Because this life is only the beginning of the eternal life.
我们不要以外貌待人，因为会造成偏心，使罪恶蔓延。
We cannot treat others by appearance because partiality will harbor sins.
这一个贫富悬殊的时代里，我们应当正确的使用金钱。尽量的给出去。
In this world of extreme wealth inequality, we should use our money and give out.
不要等到钱财几乎无用的时候，再赶紧的从窗户丢出去。
Don't wait till you realize money is of no use and you throw it out of the window.
要做一个邻里贫穷的人，才能够得到圣灵的充满。
Be a person poor in spirit, then we can.Be filled by the Holy Spirit.
我们不要自以为已经是富足，得到天堂的门票。我们要不断地追求天父的完全。
Do not be satisfied thinking that we already have the entrance ticket to the kingdom of heaven. We need to pursue perfection like our Heavenly Father.
爱人如己不是一个道理，而是一个我们实际要去行动的方案。
Love others as yourself is not just a saying, it's what we should do.
因为唯有你我学习爱人如己，我们才能够除去我们自己的偏心、私心的本性。
Because only when we learn to love others as ourselves, we can get rid of our partiality.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
主啊，在这一个遍地充满惧怕混乱的时代里，
Dear Heavenly Father, in this time, the whole world is filled with fear.
我们求主你的真光照亮世人的心。
We ask our Lord that your true light will shine upon all the world.
让人知道审判就在门口。
So we know that judgment is near.
都愿意回转来归向你。
So we all are willing to repent to come back to you.
我们为国内疫情的状况祷告。
We pray for the problem of the coronavirus in China.
求主怜悯施恩，让那些得病的人可以蒙医治。
May God have mercy so those who are sick can be healed.
为的那些医护的人员祷告。
We also pray for the doctors and nurses.
让他们能够有坚固的信心，更好的来帮助。
So they can have more faith to help people.
为千千万万的老百姓祷告。
We pray for all the people.
求神使他们在恐惧中得到福音的信息。
May the Lord send the gospel to those people who are in fear.
知道主你的本意原是好的。
So they will know that God, your intent was good.
当我们放下自己来投靠你的时候，我们才真正的有平安。
When we put ourselves and we come to rely on you, then we'll have true peace.
主啊，帮助我们知道怎么样善用你给我们的财富。
God, help us to know how to use the wealth that you gave us.
也让我们学习去用爱人如己的心对待我们四周的人。
And help us to learn how to love others like loving ourselves to deal with people around us.
求主听我们的祈祷。
May Lord listen to our prayers.
奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
朋友，你有没有相信主耶稣呢？我们活在耶稣里福音事工的核心，就是用耶稣真理来引导慕道友相信永生救主，并勉励基督徒在主耶稣里不断更新生命。如果你还没有相信神的话， 就请在我们网页下端点击永生之道，信靠主而得到永生的祝福。